The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله ويعب الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون صلوات عليك I recited ayat number 32 from Surah Tawbah. But before I give this translation, I would like to begin with a very famous saying in Arabic language. This is probably from one of the early poets, where the saying goes as follows, Al-fadlu ma shahida bihi al-a'da, which means the virtue is what the enemies recognize. If your friends praise you, they are friends. But when your enemies praise you, then we know that, okay, you really have this, you know, quality or fadilat or virtue. When we look at this very factual statement, al-fadlu ma shahida bihi al-a'da, you know, this is very much true when it comes to the imams of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam. In spite of all the opposition that we see from day one, especially when it comes to our first imam, you know, where you have a very aggressive and organized campaign during the time of Muawiyah and Banu Umayyah to tarnish the image of Amir al-Mu'minin and his family, you know, to degrade him. And every Friday khutbah, they would actually talking bad about him for about 50 to 70 years. Yet we see that, you know, the amount of praise which is there in the books of Ahadith, in history, it's amazing. That itself is a miracle. That you suppress his name, his fadail. I think it was one of the famous Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal or somebody else, where he says that the friends were afraid to talk about the fadail of Ali. And enemies had that hatred, so they wouldn't talk about it. Yet the ahadith from Rasulullah, which have survived in the books of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, about the fadail of Ali are more than compared to the fadail of the other khulafa together. And this is where we come to realize that this is actually based on this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat that I recited after the khutbah, which has also been repeated with slightly different wordings, but the same concept, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفَعَ نُورَ اللَّهَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. That these are the people who would like to blow out the nur of Allah, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad and Ali Muhammad are actually the manifestation of that nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَيَعَبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يَطِمَّ نُورَهُ. But Allah has decided to protect that nur. وَلَوْ كَرِيهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even if the non-believers don't like it, Allah says, I will protect it. And so when we look at that, you know, this actually applies very much to the imams of Ahlul Bayt, that in spite of all the opposition that they faced, the enemies were forced to recognize the virtue and the excellence of the personalities of our imams. You know, when we talk about the ma'asumeen, we say there are only 14 ma'asumeen. Other members of Ahlul Bayt, we respect them. And there were many, many among them who were at a very high level. They were not imam, they were not masoom. But the usma, infallibility, only is for the 14. The Prophet, Bibi Fatima, and the 12 imams. Not for all the descendants of Ali and Fatima. So sometimes we get, you know, situations from their descendants who are not on the right path. Even though they might be son of the imam, or brother of the imam, or the uncle of the imam. Imam Hassan Askari had a brother by the name of Ja'far. And our historians mostly, you know, mention him as Ja'far al-Kadhab because of his actions. After the wafat of the 11th imam, actually, Ja'far goes to the Khalifa al-Mu'tamid and offers 20,000 dinar. He says, you know, can you announce that I am the successor of my brother Hassan al-Askari? You just think about it. He's son of the imam, brother of an imam. You know, but people can be misguided, even though they come from a noble family. And so this Ja'far goes to the Khalifa, offers him 20,000 dinar, kind of a bribe. He says, you know, taj'al li martabata akhi al-Hasan wa manzilatahu. Appoint me in the same position that my brother Hassan had, and the same status. Even Mu'tamid became angry with this kind of a deal. And this is where we say, you know, al-fadlu ma shahida bi al-ada, that even the enemies, you know what is right and wrong. Mu'tamid became very angry. He said, "I'lam anna manzilata akhik lam takun bina." You should know that the status of your brother was not because of us. We didn't give him any position. We didn't appoint him as an imam of the Rafida. Innama kana billahi azza wa jalla. This is the Khalifa. He's saying this status that your brother Hassan had came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, the position has been given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa nahnu kunna nashtahid fi hatti manzilatihi wal-wa'z wal-wa'z minhu. While we were constantly trying to put down his position and his status, to degrade him. Wa kana Allah azza wa jalla ya'ba illa an yazidahu kulla yawmin rif'atan lima kana. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided to every day elevate his position. So we tried to put him down, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put him up and increase his status. And why was that? Min as-siyana wa husn as-samt wa al-ilm wa al-ibada. It was because of his akhlaq, because of his character, because of his knowledge, and because of his ibadah. فَإِن كُنْتَ عِنْدَ شِيعَةِ أَخِيكَ بِمَنْزِلَتِهِ فَلَا هَاجَةَ بِكَ إِلَيْنَا. If you have any prestige and honor in the eyes of the Shias of your brother, then you don't need me. Why you are coming to me? وَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ عِنْدَهُمْ بِمَنْزِلَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ فِيكَ مَا كَانَ فِي أَخِيكَ. And if you have no honor and respect in the eyes of the Shias of your brothers, your brother, and you don't have the qualities like your brother had, then لَمْ تَغْنِ عَنْكَ فِي ذَلِكَ شَيْءٍ, then nothing will can help you in this matter. And so we see the confession here from the Khalifa, Mu'tamid al-Abbasi, that the honor and the status and the prestige of Imam Hassan al-Askari came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an example of this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يُطْفِئَ نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They try to put off the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to preserve it. And these are the examples that we see in the life of the 11th Imam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar, Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.